So then you've got to have some kind of a conversation starter. This is really difficult for a lot of people. There's a lot of different names for this. Some people call it an elevator pitch. Some people call it a magic statement. It's something that tells people what you do kind of in a nutshell, but without making it sound like a canned long spiel, right? That's something that you've memorized and doesn't come off your tongue easily. It really needs to feel like a general conversation. I can tell you what mine is. You actually have seen it. You've seen it a couple times. Mine is, we help entrepreneurs create successful investment companies. Somebody asked me, what do you do? Oh, I have a law firm that helps entrepreneurs create successful investment companies. So you want it to roll off your tongue that easily. Well, first you've got to come up with it, and then you've got to practice it. So let's talk about some of the elements you might want to think about using in that. The whole purpose here is to invite conversation. You don't want to say something canned so that people just want to get away from you, or some long speech that's hard for you to say. So you start with having a compelling company name. If the company name is interesting enough, then you will gather their attention. I have another company called Marina and Resort Investments. Does anybody have any question about what that business does? No, it's pretty explanatory. The name of my law firm, Syndication Attorneys. It's pretty explanatory. I like to use explanatory terms. It's not the only way you can do it, but that's how I like to do it. So compelling company name. The second thing is you need to have a cool title, all right? It's not good to list yourself as president because no one is going to ask you what the president does. They already presume to know. So give yourself a title that would invite some conversation, something like fund manager or real estate fund manager, or you know, something along those lines. It's not the only thing you can use, but just be creative in your thinking. And you don't want to be goofy creative, but you want to think of something that might, you know, a hedge fund manager might use, you know, our marketing director, investor relations, something that is going to invite some conversation if you can think of it. Okay, so then what kind of content should be in that conversation starter? What do you do, for whom? I think you can add this. A lot of people say that you should add why it benefits them, but then I think the statements start to get very long. My opinion of that is that you can just say what you do and for whom, and you can leave why it benefits them to the second, you know, the further conversation that you're going to have with that person. So again, the whole purpose of this is, what are you going to say when someone asks you what you do? So you've met them at a Chamber of Commerce meeting, on a plane, at a networking event, something like that. You need to be able to tell them what you're doing. So here's an example. We help somebody, you know, we help who do what? So here's an example. We help people like you invest in commercial real estate. That's a very easy one to say. Any of you that are listening to this could easily say this without stumbling on it, without tripping over your words. And it may be compelling enough that someone would ask you, oh, really? How do you do that? Oh, really? What is that? What does that mean? Okay, and then that's the whole point, is you want to invite conversation. Here's another example. We put together small groups of investors like you to buy commercial real estate. There's just a couple of examples.